It's time for our weekly review of the state's biggest stories in our Wisconsin News Roundup.
The state assembly approved a deal for a new Milwaukee Bucks arena. We'll get the latest on the proposal and discuss what happens next. And Wisconsin's open records law was another big topic this week.
We're joined now by Don Hubscher, editor for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram, to talk more about these stories. Don, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, the Bucks deal was a big story. The assembly passed a bill funding a new Milwaukee arena with a $250 million price tag. How did that deal get done?
Well, you know, you don't hear much about bipartisanship anymore, but it really did happen that way, at least in our area, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I can't remember the last time there was a vote like this, but in our area, there's eight legislators, assembly people, and three Republicans voted for it, three Republicans voted against it. One Democrat, Dana Locks, voted for it. One Democrat, Chris Danow from Prempel, voted against it. And I couldn't help but think, as I was listening to the newscast about national transportation funding, if we could just have something like that with our state transportation problems, we'd really be on to something. But, you know, I think up here anyway, one of the things that Representative Locks talked about is we have something similar here at a much smaller scale. They're trying to build an arts center up here in cooperation with local government, private interests, and UW-Eau Claire, and it would replace the UW-Eau Claire Theater and our community theater. And just the talk of that has really brought in private interest, and there's been kind of a renaissance in downtown Eau Claire, and I think Representative Locks was talking about what that could be for Milwaukee. And so I think in the end, more Republicans and Democrats felt like, you know, there is a role for government to play in economic development.
Will there be a difference between how Milwaukee County residents and taxpayers from the state contribute to the arena?
Well, yeah, that was one of the things that Governor Walker and the legislature tried to sell, is that the state contribution is capped at $4 million a year for 20 years, whereas city and county of Milwaukee are going to have to contribute a lot more than that. And I'm not sure how that's going to play down there, probably not as well, but I suppose folks who remember Miller Park and that whole fight, you know, look back now and think, well, we're glad that we were able to keep the Brewers.
Now, the Bucks Arena deal has been contentious in Milwaukee. You have a sense how residents in your neck of the woods, Western Wisconsin, have felt about it?
Well, you know, I think there is some sentiment, of course, that, you know, we have a public university here and they took the $250 million hit. And I think there are still some people that feel that, you know, we have to cut back significantly on our public university system, yet they were able to find this pool of money. But as the advocates say, well, if you look at the income taxes that the players bring in, the benefits of keeping the team more than offset the $4 million a year that the state taxpayers will pay. So I don't think it's an apples-to-apples argument.
Now, the bill goes to Governor Walker's desk for signing. What are the next steps here?
Well, I guess then they have to, dot the I's and cross the T's down in Milwaukee. And I think they want to get going on it pretty soon, because I know there's a provision that they hadn't started construction by a certain date. There was a provision in the sale when Herb Cole sold the team to the current ownership that they could, sell the team back to the league and get out of it if construction didn't start by a certain point. I can't remember exactly when that was, but I think it's going to be on the fast track.
We're talking right now with Don Hubscher, the editor of the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram. We're getting caught up on the state's biggest stories in our Wisconsin News Roundup. And open records has been at issue here in the state for a couple of different reasons. Catch us up on the latest there.
Well, the obvious situation there was when the Republicans attempted to gut the Wisconsin open records law. And there was right before the 4th of July, and there was a rapid and vociferous opposition to that. And then there was a seminar this week that I guess had been scheduled before that, hosted by the Attorney General, where groups got together to talk about it. And this is something that comes and goes every so often, and hopefully it'll go away for a long time to come. But some public officials feel that there are certain deliberative documents and things that go on, let's just say in the informal phase of forming a bill or whatever, that they feel they shouldn't have to make public. But the problem with that is, who gets to decide when the discussion reaches the point where it should be made public? And the Wisconsin open records law is very clear that everything that they do is presumed to be open unless there's an overwhelming reason to close it. And one of the things they talked about at this seminar this week, which I did not attend, was okay, and you know, with the technology advancing the way it is, should some provisions be made for, you know, if they put body cameras on police officers and so forth, and should there, some things be rewritten? But I think the concern by the media is that once you open it up and start writing, then you're opening yourself to all kinds of mischief. And so, you know, I think it's pretty clear that you know, we keep it simple as it can be, that everything is assumed to be open. And when you have conversations or some kind of exchange with an elected official, you may have to assume that if it's an email, that it could be made public. And a wise man once told me that, you know, don't send an email that you don't care that the rest of the world sees.
And we did an interview this week with Attorney General Brad Schimmel about this topic, and check it out. It's available online if you want to hear more about that topic. And quickly, we want to wrap up and talk a little bit about Supreme Court Chief Justice David Prosser being part of the John Doe ruling earlier this month, and some news there about his decisions. What happened there?
Well, what happened was he didn't feel he should have had to recuse himself from the John Doe hearings, even though he accepted money in campaign donations from, you know, groups that benefited from his ruling. And, you know, I think the larger issue there is, and I've written about this many times, is, you know, just the whole idea of judges accepting campaign money and the fact that that's how we continue to do it here. And that, I mean, you can argue that free speech or freedom of expression, but the whole idea of judges accepting money for their campaigns just invites stuff like this. And I don't care what side you're on, you know, inevitably just about every decision they make can get back to somebody who has tried to influence the process.
And we leave it there. Don, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
That was Don Hubscher, editor of the Eau Claire Leader Telegram, helping us preview the biggest stories from around the state this week in our Wisconsin News Roundup.